Hello, this is Tali from podcast Yoga Flow to Go. So this is my very first English episode and I'm a little bit excited. Normally I do it in German, but I think the essence of yoga is being present, being in the moment, being aware and being mindful. And so let's try to do it in English, even if you are from another country. Let's try. And the big idea of the podcast is to hear how I explain the different asanas and the yoga flows, instead of watching it in the video or in an online class. It is more being with yourself. It's more being in you instead of out of you. So this is the idea of just hearing the yoga class, and I hope you enjoy this experience. You can find me on Instagram, tali.happyyoga, and maybe you like this. We will start with a very nice stretch and relaxing yoga class. You just need your mat, you do not need anything else. And so I'm happy that you are here, and I think we could start now. Please find a cross-legged position and then come into yourself. Have a look that the position of sitting is okay as it is. As we are sitting a few moments like this, please check that this position is okay to you. And then relax your shoulders and close your eyes. Create a soft feeling in your face. And then inhale in the nose for one. And exhale, relax. In for two. And exhale. In for three. And exhale. Let it all go. In for four. And exhale. And in for five. And exhale. If you like, open your eyes. If you like, let them closed. And then move your right shoulder to the right. And then begin like a half circle of your spine in front. So your chest will come into the front, and then move the left shoulder to the left. And then create the other half circle to the back side of you. And then go back with the right shoulder to the right. And then create big circles of your body. Do always one half in the front and one half circle in the back. Maybe you have the chance to create a synchronization of your breathing. This means if you go to the front circle, you can inhale, and in the back circle, you can exhale. Do this slowly and mindful, and feel into your spine. It is also here like a little cat-cow movement, side movement for your spine. Create some circles around the middle point of your seating, just for you. Relax your face. Okay, and then find the middle, come into the centrum, and then put the right hand down on the floor and take the left arm over you and go into a nice side stretch. Your right hand, maybe your right Maybe your right elbow is on the floor and the left arm goes into the sky. Your eyes go into the sky and you are in an opening position. Your shoulder will go back and you can open your chest, your heart a little bit. Your eyes are calm and relaxed. Breathe in here and exhale. In one more time and exhale, come back very slowly, find your middle position. And then we change the direction of the circle. This means your left shoulder goes more to the left side, and then start your front circle and go to the right and exhale, start the back circle. Inhale, front circle, and exhale, back circle. Do this a few times. Do this in your tempo. Feel into your body. Maybe you can make something like a little check up. How do my body feels? Is it all free and easy, or are there some points that need more attention? Feel into your body, take your time. And if you are okay with this, make little circles and then come into the middle. Take the left hand on the floor, maybe also the left elbow, and then take the right arm into the sky, and then look up on your right hand into the sky. Open your chest and feel a big side stretch on the right side of your body, of your upper body. Your hip, your right hip is fixed down on the floor and you are creating length. Inhale here and exhale and in. And in the exhale you come back and then change the sitting position to Baddha Konasana. So take the foot bottom together and open your knees. Find a position for your hands, maybe on the knee, maybe on the leg. Relax the shoulders very carefully and then create a cat coo movement. In the inhale, you go to the cow position, you open your chest, you look up on the sky, and in the exhale you go round like a cat. Your chin goes to the chest. Inhale, cow, and exhale, go round. Do this a few times in your tempo. Use your breath tempo to find the movement tempo. Be careful and feel how your body feels. Is this okay to you? Can you do it more extreme, or do you have to do it more soft? All is possible. And then after you have been in the cat position very round, you are in a neutral position, your shoulders are relaxed, your face is very soft. Then put the fingers in front of your legs on the floor. Maybe it is nice to go on the fingertips, like spider fingers. And now let the spider move and walk some steps before. So your fingertips are on the floor and you are breathing and inhale. And while you're exhaling, maybe the spider goes a little bit wider and you are sinking deeper in this Baddha Konasana hip opener stretch. And you go deep and feel how this is to you. Inhale, maybe you come for 1 centimeter high, and exhale, Maybe you go 2 centimeters deeper. This could be a moving asana. This must not be fixed. Just use your breath to move yourself in this big stretching asana. Inhale and exhale one more time. In and out. Okay, and then very, very slowly come back. And then find your child position. Find your child's position and relax. Maybe it's nice to have your hands under your forehead. Maybe it's nice to close the eyes and relax your face. And then breathe. Inhale, fill your body, your belly with air. And exhale, let it all go. Inhale, do this for you. And exhale, out. Inhale for you. And out, let it all flow. Do this a few times. Maybe you can do it in an extreme way. It's okay to have a wave movement in your body while you're in child's position. This is nice, this is okay. It's your child position. It's your calming down position. This is so nice. And then lift your back, and then you have your hands under your shoulder and the knees under your hips. And then you take your right leg in front of the left leg. This means your right knee is now crossed and just before the left knee. This is like Gomukhasana legs. And if you are in this position, then come deep with your come deep with your backside, and then you are in Gomukhasana legs, and then be here for breathing in and out. Inhale and exhale. And then if you like, this is just a suggestion, you do not have to do this. Maybe this crossed leg position is also very intense for you. This is okay. But if you like to try, you can again do it like the spider fingers. So put your fingers in front of you and let them move a little bit forward. Let's have a look if you can stay here for 5 times. In and out for 1. In and out for 2. In and out for 3. In and out for 4. In and out for 5. And then very slowly come back with your upper body. And then take your fingertips to your shoulders, and with your elbows, you make circles around your shoulders. A few circles to open the shoulder, to open your chest. And be good with yourself. Very nice. And then put the fingers, the hands, deep in on the floor, and then go up with your body, but your feet are fixed, and then try to make a 360 circle around yourself, but the feet are fixed. This means you come back with crossed legs, but this time the left knee is in front of the right. So try if this works. If it does not work, find your own way. Every way is okay. Find your own way and take the left knee in front of the right for Gomukhasana, legs, and bring your back deep. Stay here and feel into your hips, feel into your legs and breathe just a few times and try to find a relaxing position for you. Try to find a position that is okay. It might be intense, but this is okay. Be good to yourself. And then if you like, if this is fine for you, we start again with the spider fingers. So the hands, the fingertips go on the floor just in front of you. You're breathing in, make yourself a little bit longer. And while you breathe out, you go deep. Feel this deep stretch in and out for one. In and out for two, in and out for three, in and out for four, relax, everything is okay, in and out for five, very nice, and then very slowly roll up. And then find yourself a way to lay down on your back. Relax your body and sink deep on your mat. And then bring the knees to your chest. Maybe you put your arms around your knees and maybe you can swing a little to right and left or fore and back. And then you have your arms around yourself and you have a relaxing position like this. And then put the arms and the legs up into the air. Up into the air and then start to shake them. Shake your arms, your hands, your hips, your shoulders, your feet. Shake everything. Maybe you shake also your lips and do sounds like shake, 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 enjoy and shake, and then stop. Stop and feel. Feel the prana in your body. Feel the energy is flowing while you're stopping. Feel yourself. Feel this. Feel all the movement inside of you. And then put down the legs. And put down the arms. And find your Shavasana position. Find your relaxing end position. Close your eyes. Relax your hands and feet. Relax your shoulders, relax your face, relax everything. It's like melting into the ground. And then I'll come back to you soon. And then very, very slowly move your hands and your feet. Make little circles. And then stretch yourself again. And very slowly and with closed eyes, find your way over the side to come into a sitting position. And if this is okay to you, take your hands, namaste, in front of your chest. And then take your thumbs to your forehead and be thankful for all the thoughts. Put your thumbs to your mouth and be thankful for all the words. And then put your thumbs to your heart, be thankful for all the feelings, and then be thankful for yourself that you take yourself some time for your yoga practice today, and then send yourself an inner smiling, and if you like, also an outer smiling on your face. And I hope you enjoyed this relaxing yoga lesson. I wish you all the best. Namaste.